So Social Entrepreneurs Ireland is all about supporting people who have a vision to solve social problems in Ireland.
20 years?
Yeah, 20 years is pretty impressive. And over that period, we've supported over 650 social entrepreneurs.
And how can there be so many ideas still coming after 20 years? I mean, it's when you say 600, that's a lot. And it sounds like there's no shortage. Yeah.
No, it is. And actually, when you get into it, there are a lot of things that maybe you wouldn't ordinarily think is a social problem that maybe some of us don't have an understanding of. And then when you see and somebody comes to you with an idea and they really explain a situation that some people are suffering from and they're looking to make their lives better. So there's a lot of new things out there.
It's a lot of good work and it's a lot of volunteers involved, I've heard, and things like that. What have been some of the standouts that we've met today in the social entrepreneur?
Yeah, no, we've got some really special people with us today. So Michael Ledden, who runs an organisation called PsyCare, which is helping people who are having moments of anxiety at festivals, however that is brought about. So he's doing great work and with a lot of volunteers helping us there. We have Sinead Ryan from Little Fitness, who is doing exercise classes for younger people who don't get exposed to the opportunity to have exercise classes. So again, really exciting. And we've Catherine here from Pocket Forests, and she's helping build or grow native Irish forestry in urban areas, and it's a pretty exciting initiative as well.
Can you see this going for another 20 years? Like, where does the money come from?
Well, there's no doubt we're going to go for another 20 years. And you know, there are a lot of social things that we need to address. We're privately funded, and we're very fortunate to have a combination of individual philanthropists and corporates that support us to do all the work that we do. And we couldn't do any of the work that we do without them.
And is it a case of, once you've been through, I guess, the program or the initiative, as you call it, that you kind of give back as well?
Yeah, well, we very much say we're a community. So all those 650 social entrepreneurs and all the supporters are all part of our broader Social Entrepreneurs Ireland community. And yes, people do give back in different ways. You know, what you find is that social entrepreneurs are very keen to support each other and to help each other. And that's one of the things we see in all the programs that we run about what a team they all make and the collective being stronger than the individuals.
So how do I get involved if I've got a great idea?
Well, you go onto the Social Entrepreneurs Ireland website. You have a look there. We have a section on there called the Spark Toolkit, which is really a starter pack to people get involved. And then early in the new year, we're going to have the next round of applications for people to go onto our Ideas Academy program.
So I have to put like a business plan together or?
Yeah, well, at the early stages, it's really just saying, this is the problem that I'm looking to address, and this is my solution, and this is why I think I'm the right person to bring that to happen. So really, that's it in a nutshell. When you get onto some of the more advanced programs that we do, yes, there is putting together a business plan and financial models and things like that. But we help people with that as part of that process.
Who's choosing whether my idea gets selected or not?
Well, it's one of the great things about our community is that we have nearly sort of 200, 250 of our supporters who get involved and help us with the reviewing process. So every review that comes into us goes through at least 7 or 8 pairs of eyes. There'll always be a member of the Social Entrepreneurs Ireland team, but also many of our other supporters and sector experts will be reading these things as well. They ultimately get scored and go through an interview process and a competitive process to select the people that go on the programs.
Well, here's to another 20 years.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much.